Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Agnes.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, welcome to Jeff and Jen's Faker for Real. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent.
Great, Agnes. Here are your three headlines. Two are fake, one is real. You get the real headline, you're going to get a Q102 prize pack. Is the real headline A, a dad uses a chainsaw to help remove his daughter's splinter? Is it B, cops arrest a group of monkeys after they vandalize a cemetery? Or is it C, a Walmart employee is busted after stealing $123,000 worth of gift cards to give to a woman he met on Facebook?
I'm going to go with C.
It is C. Congratulations.
Well done.
Nice job.
Wow, that's good.
Yes, they haven't been able to find those monkeys yet. That's why that is a fake headline, just so you know.
That's funny.
I know. That's too funny as it is.
So here's a tip. If you fall in love with a stranger online and they say the best way to prove your love is with six figures worth of Xbox gift cards, they're probably not that into you. Or even into video games, for that matter. There's a 63-year-old guy by the name of Kenneth Workow who worked at a Walmart in Moundsville, West Virginia. And during the last 4 months of 2019, he stole $123,775 worth of gift cards.
How is that even possible?
Well, he would activate prepaid MasterCards and Xbox gift cards and say they were paid for in cash, but he wouldn't actually put the cash in the register.
Oh, okay.
And then he'd send the gift cards to someone he had met on Facebook. And when the cops busted him, he told him he was sending the gift cards to a woman named Paulina who lived in Belgium, and he even had a picture of her. The cops say, quote, he was actually being scammed, but he believed it was for real. So as far as we know, they have no idea who was behind Paulina. And now Kenneth is facing up to 20 years in prison for three federal wire fraud charges.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. All right, it's 11 after 7. Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. We just got word a few moments ago, Buckingham Palace saying that Prince Philip has died at the age of 99.
Oh, how sad is that?
Yep. They were married for, gosh, I want to say, I'm guessing, I got to look at the news report, but I think they were married for like 65 years.
Wow.
Something like that.
Well, he just was in the hospital for almost a month.
He was, and they sent him home, Prince Philip, Queen Elizabeth II's husband, and the longest-serving consort of any British monarch, has passed away at the age of 99. He spent 65 years supporting the Queen. You may recall he kind of retired from his public role in 2017, that's largely staying out of view since then, but in his active years, he helped set a new course for the monarchy under a very young queen. He's a big champion of Britain itself. He was big on environmental causes, science and technology. This is a story of love. They were truly in love when they courted. Queen Elizabeth wrote in a letter to her parents shortly after they were married, "We behave as though we had belonged to each other for years."
Aww.
Yeah. Over the years, the Queen would acknowledge his deep influence on her, calling him her strength and stay in a speech on their 50th wedding anniversary in 1997. Wow. 65 years.
That's insane.
Yeah.
How sad.
Yeah, 99 years old. Boy, we should all be so lucky to hang in there that long, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So. And to have that kind of love, you know?
Right.
Just the love between the two of them.
Yeah. So, anyway, it's all over the news right now.
And kind of an interesting perspective for a lot of us, too, who may not have known much about Prince Philip if we had not just recently watched The Crown over the last couple years.
Right.
And now, like, I watched the story that he passed this morning, and I'm looking back in my memory bank of all the stuff I learned about him while watching that show and having Wikipedia opened, mm-hmm. which is how I watched that show.
Yeah. I'm reading the official tweet from the royal family at Royal Family. It is with deep sorrow that Her Majesty the Queen has announced the death of her beloved husband, His Royal Highness, Prince Philip, Royal Consort to Queen Elizabeth, her husband, gone at the age of 99.
Please enter your new password.
Okay, duckies.
Sorry, your password must contain at least 8 characters.
Rubber duckies.
Sorry, your password must contain 1 numerical character.
20 rubber duckies.
Sorry, the password cannot have blank spaces.
20 stupid rubber duckies.
Sorry, the password must contain at least 1 uppercase character.
20 stupid rubber duckies I'm about to stick up your butt.
Sorry, the password cannot use more than 1 uppercase character consecutively.
Okay, now I'm really getting pissed. How about 20 stupid rubber duckies that I'm about to stick up your butt if you don't give me my new password?
I'm sorry, that password is already in use.
Oh, no!
Please start over.
Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. We're talking about emojis and the 10 emojis that people use the most at work. And the number one answer on the board was the thumbs up emojis. That's sort of an acknowledgement. It's like, okay, I read you loud and clear. I got you. We're good. You know, I understand you. And, you know, it's a time saver. Hi, Sarah.
I actually read about like a couple months ago, because you always use the thumbs up emoji.
Yeah.
And I read a friend like got mad at me for using that. I was like, oh my gosh, what did I do? And I read later online that actually means F you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. In some countries it does. Is that France?
I think it was France, and I think it was a few other places, but it's starting to translate over here apparently. Because this friend is fully American and was very upset about it.
So you weren't speaking to someone in another country. This was another U.S. citizen that took offense to the thumbs up.
Yeah, so I guess she must have seen it, and she thought that I was insulting her. And I thought it was funny that was number one for, like, using at work, because that can maybe become a problem down the road if everyone catches on to that.
All right. Now, I just came across an article from Business Insider. It came out in 2019. It says the thumbs up gesture is a sign of approval in most countries. However, in several countries in West Africa and the Middle East, including Iran, Iraq, and Afghanistan, the gesture has the connotation of up yours.
Yep. And that's what happened. I don't know what her like ethnic background is or anything like that, but she definitely saw it in a negative way, and now I'm scared to ever use that ever again.
Oh, that's interesting. All right. Well, thanks for the heads up.
Yeah. Okay. Have a good day.
All right. Appreciate it. Take it easy.
Bye-bye.
See, all those times that Tim sent the thumbs up emoji, that was his passive-aggressive way of saying, up yours.
Well, Not at all.
We're going to check the roads once again. Coming up, we got second date update. But first, Toria has the latest on what's happening in traffic. All right. How are we coming on caller 20, Fritchie?
Well, I had a caller 20 and they hung up on me. So Wanda is on 3. Wanda.
Hello, Wanda on 3. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you today?
Oh, it's your lucky day. We lost caller 20. They hung up on us.
All right.
So it looks like it's you.
All right. Give me a good letter.
All right. We'll try. I'm going to open it up here.
I gave it to you. I put it on the edge so Jeff could get a nice stretch.
Thank you. Yeah, that hurt like a mother.
You're welcome.
Okay. Have you gotten your shots, Wanda?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, you team Pfizer, team Moderna, J&J, Pfizer?
Yeah.
Look at that. Me too.
Wanda, you got any big plans today? Anything going on this weekend?
No, I got my grandbabies today. They've been on spring break, so we've been taking the good weather and playing outside.
Oh, my gosh, me too. I've been riding that bike. It's been going great.
That's what they've been doing, and she's learning how to ride her bike without the training wheels.
Oh, what a big day. That I am not looking forward to that, because you have to kind of chase after them. I'm not I'm not really in shape for that yet. I'm gonna have to get Uncle Tim to come over with his Orange Theory body.
Yeah, okay, I can do that.
Chase Penelope.
You know, Wanda, Patty, our program director, was just telling us how much she loves your calls. That you're one of her favorite callers.
All right.
True story. So today we're giving you the letter T.
Nice.
And we're gonna give you 30 seconds to answer 10 questions that begin with that letter T. You can pass if you don't know the answer. I know you've done this game before. You know the drill. You can't use the same answer more than once. Try to pass as quickly as possible as a strategy to answer more quickly. We can always come back to them if you don't know right away.
Okay.
So I'm putting 30 seconds on the clock over here. And I won't start the timer until Tim finishes asking the first question. Letter T. Oh, we didn't give her any words. We usually do that.
Oh, T.
Yeah.
Timothy. Trenton.
Tattletale.
Tarantula.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Time's up.
Turnips.
Turnips, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm. You know, if something you yell out loud. Time's up!
Or how about time? T-H-Y-M-E.
Oh, there you go. Nice spice, yeah. Tigris.
Tibia.
All right, these are great.
Okay. Yeah, feel free to use them or not. It's up to you.
All right, Wanda, you ready?
Get that brain flowing.
All right, here we go.
Going.
Something you would do on the weekend.
Pass.
Something royal.
Something royal?
Royal.
A toy.
A vegetable.
Tomato.
A medicine.
Pass.
Something stinky.
Tea.
A tourist trap.
Tourist trap. Pass.
A body part.
Toe.
A pet.
Pass.
A TV network.
Oh, TNT. TBS.
TNT, TBS, yeah. what'd you say? Medication? I thought Theraflu. Would that count?
Yeah.
Tylenol. I was immediate.
Tylenol. All right. That's okay.
Great job, though, Wanda. You have fun with those grandbabies, teaching them how to bike that bike.
All right.
All right, you take it easy.
All right.
Thanks, Wanda.
Bye, Wanda. All right. 825, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. I got a message from someone. We were talking earlier about subtitles and this phenomenon of like young people that are watching television with the subtitles on. Like I was feeling kind of embarrassed and bad about the fact that I watch a lot of TV with the subtitles on because, you know, my hearing isn't the greatest, but especially like shows where they have thick accents.
It's helpful.
Like The Crown or like Downton Abbey, you know, I would turn the subtitles on because sometimes it was just hard to hear through those thick Cockney accents.
Yeah, I was watching Derry Girls for a little while over the
That's like that Northern Ireland, isn't it?
I have no idea what they're saying. I got to put it on.
I enjoy it also when people are speaking very quickly. You know, if the dialogue is very rapid when it goes back and forth, sometimes it's helpful to kind of try to read along.
Yeah. So anyway, regarding the subtitles, I found out that I'm not alone. Evidently, one out of three people like watching TV with the subtitles on. And there's more and more young people. It seems like a younger phenomenon. 50%, half of people under the age of 24 watch TV with subtitles on. Even if they're watching an English-speaking program, they turn the subtitles on, and so do 46% of people between 25 and 54. So Charlie sent us a note. She's a teacher, and she said, as a teacher, we're actually encouraged to use subtitles because it helps students with language development and to learn the correct spelling of the words they hear.
It's a good idea. I never thought about it like that. Maybe that's why it's on Disney Plus. I'm wondering if, like, if we turned that on, or maybe Disney Plus turned it on and we don't know how to turn it off.
Oh, but maybe.
Maybe that's because of the educational part of it.
Yeah, well, and she kind of alluded to that. She said it also helps them not get lost during even short videos, her students. She said maybe this contributes to the younger population using subtitles because it helps with language development. She said, also, we use subtitles at my house because my family is loud and no one can zip it when the TV is on. This way you don't have to rewind or get into an argument over something silly.
Yeah, this Teresa, she's one of our listeners. She said she just messaged me and said the subtitles were very helpful to her during Hamilton on Disney.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you watch Hamilton, the musical, which is on Disney Plus, that is some of the quickest dialogue you will ever listen to in your life.
Right.
It's challenging to follow along.
It really is. And then on the issue of passwords, the average person struggles to sign into 10 different online accounts per month because they can't remember their password.
It's saying the server went down. Does anybody know that password? Because otherwise we can't do any work.
You know what? It made me laugh when I heard it, but Pam got really offended.
Big boobs.
Drama queen. Nosy.
You're typing big boobs?
I'm trying everything.
Try big boobs with a Z.
That's the password. We're in.
All right.
Wow. Yes.
The important thing is this kept us secure, people.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.